Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And away we go here, Getaway Friday, November the 19th, 2021, 15 and a half minutes past the hour. If you have anything to say, call in, because we had phone calls wall to wall to wall to wall right up till the end of the last hour. So if you have something to say, give me a buzz. Phone lines are back open now. Remember, if you ever get the busy signal, it just means we're on the line with somebody else. So keep on trying back in. 740-383-9944. All right, here comes another call. Go ahead, caller.
Start on the auditor.
Yes.
Whether he's Democrat or Republican, I never look at that stuff when I vote or anything. Somebody should have known from the start, maybe he just couldn't do the job, and so that's why they're not charging him. And somebody should have stepped in if they were losing money. There ought to be, because you're not going to let somebody build a building, and you know that what they're doing isn't right, it's going to come crashing down. And I think somebody, there should be a thing, I don't care who it is, what department, if you're not doing the job and they know it, then there's somehow they can get you out or something if they're going to be losing a bunch of money over it.
Well, I think one of the problems has been, and I think the mayor has talked about this as well as city council, is there really is no way. That if you are elected by the people, which the auditor is an elected position, that once you are in there, you have a four-year term, and there's no local mechanism. I mean, the mayor cannot get rid of you. The city council cannot get rid of you. The best that can be done is that the city council can request, and I believe it's the state attorney general, or I believe it's the attorney general, look into the auditor and see if they're doing their job. But apparently that bar is very high to meet, that they're not doing their job. I mean, you've got to do a lot of things wrong, and the time for that investigation to happen is quite lengthy. So there really is no way for anybody to be removed from their position. I mean, we saw a judge, and no matter how people feel about that, here in Marion, we saw a judge accused, arraigned, and put on trial, and convicted, and he still hadn't resigned.
Yeah, that's what I said. If you have any, what we'll say, morals or whatever, you know you're costing the people, I don't know if it's millions, most people would have enough sense. You can't do the job, you just get out. And that's what I said, you couldn't let him in if it's 4 years. Just keep losing money in the millions. You just can't do that.
Well, I don't think it's in the million. I think it's about $157,000 right now is where it's at. But
what if it? I don't know how long he's been in, but what if he stayed in the whole 4 years? And down the road, it did start adding up to the millions. This is for the people. This is when the person gets in, and they're not. He ought to be smart enough to know that he's not doing the job. He's costing taxpayers. You get out. That's what I can't figure out. I don't think they could do anything with him, because I don't think he could do the job. And he wasn't embezzling money or, you know, stuff like that, and everything. So,
to be honest, I really don't know, because Robert Landon tends not to speak to the media for whatever reason. And I even invited him on this week. I had a conversation with him via Facebook. I won't reveal what that conversation was, because I don't want to say anything, you know, that he would not want said on the air. But
yeah.
I mean, basically, he doesn't plan on coming on anytime soon, is pretty well what he said. And you know, I can't make people come on. I just want to ask him questions. I don't know what the worry is there. That's what, you know, I guess I don't get it. It's one of those things, and I don't know. I guess that's the way it goes.
Yeah, it's like the judge, too, Judge Warner. I'm 78, and I got my first speeding ticket a couple years ago, and he fined me because when I went through the light, it was yellow. And when I said no, I pleaded not guilty. But when they showed me the picture of it, I was under the light. I don't know how far back you have to be, and it was raining. And it was down there by the auto zone on Center, and I wasn't 35 down through there. And when it's yellow and you're almost up to it, I wasn't going to break. But, I mean, I liked him. He's very nice, and I voted for him. But everybody has different situations, and, you know, if it was my kid and stuff, and then sometimes if the judge was my kid and treated that way, you know, you don't want them treated that way, but you just got to own up to what you do. Now, as far as Lady Justice, I only have a few minutes here right now. I think they gave her feet and hands, and there's a reason.
What is that?
They gave her feet when she's going to be stolen the next time she can run and she can fight them off. That's why.
Well, that's the best answer I've heard all morning. I'll buy that.
Yeah,
I don't know.
If they've got a different one. Now, I'm going to call in one day because I listened to that thing with Mr. Carey again. And the thing is, I thought when Charlie, a few years ago, she was so shot full of bullet holes. Maybe... And stuff, so maybe they did do a different one, because when you go to, I mean, if they took her down and she was to be restored, it probably was minor. But when they got her back 30 years later, probably it would cost 10 times what it would have cost to just, you know, do it the first time.
Well,
and so maybe it was just too much and they had to do another one, and that's all I would have thought they would have said.
Well, and again, I want to make very clear to the audience and anybody listening that I am not saying, I have no proof, I am not saying that they have a new Lady Justice at all. All I'm saying is, all I'm saying is that what strikes me as odd is, I mean, they put the blindfold on her. I understood that. I mean, I got that. But when she had feet, I really didn't get that. And I also don't understand how they lost the time capsule. If they just refurbished it, I don't know how they lost
somebody that. There's probably somebody that, like that dog collar, there's probably somebody that, I'm not going to say had itchy fingers, that just maybe kept it for some reason.
Well, I'll tell you, the dog collar thing, I'm still working on that. We spent a lot of time...
When they keep mentioning the gold, I'm afraid somebody that isn't whatever is going to melt that thing down. I wish they'd quit saying it's not real gold.
Well, here's what I'll say about that. Here, and I understand that was the worry for a long, long time. It was the worry when they stole it, that they were going to melt down the gold. If you have seen pictures of the dog collar is not gold. The dog collar just has gold plating on it. And if you were to melt that gold plating down, you're not going to get a whole lot of money at all. And I just don't believe anybody did that because it... Why? First of all, if you really wanted to steal something of value, it wouldn't have been that. That the little amount of gold on that and that little tiny item, that would... If your goal was money and you just wanted to melt it down and get some money out of it... You would not have climbed to the second story window, broken a window, put a ladder on the home, and only took that in the middle of the night. It just wouldn't have happened.
Did they have to go through the window, or did they just reach and grab it?
No, they broke it. They broke the window.
Well, I mean, did they have to go off the ladder to enter, or did they just, it was right there and they got it?
You know, I don't think anybody really knows, because nobody knows.
Because I would have taken something else besides that. I mean,
well, I think that's the odd thing. I mean, you have two hands, you think you would have grabbed two things. But it's just, I think it was a prank, because that was a very popular item, that dog collar. And I think the person is scared of prosecution. You know, I think Dick Carey was afraid of prosecution for all those years.
Well, I have a different thing on that. Just like the dog collar, if you've got it, put it in a box, and you went there in the early hours and took it, go there and just kind of roll it up on the porch where whoever goes there takes care of the place can find it, or put it in the mail and send it. It's simple. You don't have to get somebody to lie for you to do stuff. You have the gumption to take it. Now, you put it back. I don't like a thief, and I don't like a liar. Just put it back. You know, it's like the Lady Justice. Everybody, wondered about her for years. Well, most of them were dead by the time she got back up there, a lot of them. And it's like, to me, you did a prank. Well, within a week or two, take, you know, the prank's over, take it back.
Well, I think after talking to Dick Carey Monday, and we found out the whole story, was, you know, he did pull Charlie aside, and he said, I'll give it back to you, but we've got to come up with a story. And, you know, they both went along with it for 30 years. You know, the story was that it was dropped off on Dick Carey's lawn by two people who had stolen it, and because Dick Carey was a past president of the Historical Society, that's why they dropped it off there. And both Dick Carey and Charlie knew that that story was a lie, but they both stuck to it for 30 years. And I think the person with this dog collar, I think it's the same thing. I think that they did it as a prank, then they realized that, you know, people were looking for them, and it was a crime. And now, who wants to go to jail? Who wants to go to prison? Who wants to, over a little dog collar? And you know how these people are. They want to prosecute you now. The Bar Association wanted to prosecute Dick Carey. I mean...
The thing is, Scott, when that Lady Justice was stolen, was she laying on the lawn out front wrapped, or was she inside on the floor in the building of the courthouse?
It's my understanding she was like in a door frame or something.
Inside, and they took her off the floor, and it was like they planned and how to do it and stuff. And no, I just think different on that issue. And for me, like, if one of your friends did something and asked you to lie, it's like, would you do it? And no, I feel so sorry for Charlie that he got dragged into that. I really do. Because I know he wouldn't lie, and for them to drag him into that and have him to make up that story thing, I just don't like that. I have a different outlook on that Lady Justice thing.
Well, I mean, I don't think Charlie had to go along with it.
No, but he did, because he knew people wanted her back. It's like, when you know somebody... embezzled money, are you going to tell on them, or people lost their money, or is the guy going to have you to lie about it, or something?
Yeah, but I knew Charlie for a long time. I don't think Charlie wanted Dick Carey prosecuted.
But why couldn't they just take it, and if you live at Green Cap or someplace, just take it and put it in a church, and then somebody calls, say, go get it, and not have somebody lie. There were so many different things to do, and they never know who did it. Nobody told all these years. To me, it's simple. I just have a different outlook on that situation. So.
Well, I think part of the reason is that it would be hard to take the dog collar or Lady Justice at that time and just dump it somewhere, because if somebody would see you doing that, you never know. And I'll tell you, this day and age, now not so much back with Lady Justice, but this day and age with everybody with a cell phone and a camera and everybody trying to bug everything, you know, I can see why there would be some hesitancy, and I'm not saying what they did was right. I'm not saying that Lady Justice should have been stolen. I'm not saying the dog collar should have been stolen. But I'm telling people, if they want it back, you might have to strike one of these deals, because you're not finding it on your own. Lady Justice was gone for 28 years.
Yeah.
Nobody could find it. And the dog collar's been gone for nearly 10 years now, and we've never even had a suspect in that case. So, you know, I think at some point you have to say, why are we doing this? Why are we depriving people of this item? Do we want to deprive them forever, or do we want to prosecute somebody?
Yeah, that's like, Lady Justice and stuff. I just have a whole different outlook on that situation and things. But no, if I had enough nerve to do it, I'd have enough nerve to take it back. I wouldn't ask somebody to, you know, to story. And to me, that dog collar can't be that big. They could put that in some kind of a box, take it up to that museum. I don't know, people walk around Mount Vernon there and stuff. Take it to a place, well, a fire station. If you're walking down Main Street, there's a fire station there. You could walk by and, well, you or a friend, you got a cell phone, can call and say, hey, there's a box there. You can be way down the street or jump.
If somebody walked up to the radio station door right now and put a box on the porch and knocked on the door, I would have no idea who did it.
Yeah. But that's what I said, the fire station, I know you can drop off babies and stuff and things, but they could just walk down there because a lot of times these doors at these places are shut, and especially, you know, like at dark or something, and people walk downtown. To me, there's a way, you figured how to get it, you could figure a way to take it back.
Well, my guess is they probably don't want to be around any city officials. I would guess that would not be an option. I wouldn't think you'd want to be...
Maybe the other thing is they have a dog, and they want that dog to wear that collar. So they're not going to be back.
I don't know. One day, maybe we'll figure it out, but I guess this is where it is now. But, you know, I appreciate you calling in this morning.
Okay, then. Goodbye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Remember, if the lines are ringing busy, just means we're on the phone line with somebody else. So call on in, 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, Scott.
Hey.
You know, I think even land in case, that just, to me, is a good lesson for voters that in the skilled positions like treasurer or auditor, people ought to make sure that they're qualified for the job. They have, you know, it's like a judge or a prosecuting attorney. You make sure they're qualified for the job. And, you know, it just wasn't done, you know. So it's, to me, it's the whole thing's on the voters, you know, right now.
Well, it's very interesting to me, and I think we all learned it through this process, is
right.
That it's strange that the auditor who deals with money, whoever it may be,
yeah.
doesn't have to have any qualification.
He apparently wasn't qualified.
Yeah.
And that's what I say, you need to know is that somebody should have a background in accounting or something if they're going to go into that kind of a job.
You would think.
Yep. And on Lady Justice, you know, I guess unless you have a 1900 picture of Lady Justice, you really don't know what she looked like at all. You only know what Charlie's Reconstruction looked like. And, you know, and maybe they'd lost the feet and the hands, you know, during the storage and reconstruction. Plus, I know Charlie, they reconstructed with fiberglass, and any good body man that's going to restore something, you don't use fiberglass, you replace it with steel, what was there originally. Because the only thing you can do is fiberglass and paint it.
Right.
And paint's only got a very limited lifetime.
Well, that's what's weird to me about
yeah.
this, because, and like I said, I would have never noticed it had there not been so many pictures taken.
Right.
But Charlie's version of Lady Justice, which was not the original, well, it was the original
right.
statue, but it was a refurbished statue
right.
of 1980,
right.
had no feet. And we know because
yeah, but,
of Charlie.
You know, do you want it that some amateur's reconstruction of what he thinks it ought to look like, or you want it should be go back to original? I'm sure that when the courthouses bought these, you know, every little city wasn't allowed or didn't construct their own, so I'm sure there was a model. And maybe all the cities bought it from one place, and you know, it, with like I said, with fiberglass, they wouldn't. If you're a proper restorer, you wouldn't even restore something, because the whole thing was made of zinc before, and then typically the brass plating is, you know, electroplated on. It's not painted on. It's electroplated on. And again, I'd rather see it what it was in the 1900s than somebody else's interpretation.
Well, that's it's
of,
an inter-
of what it was.
Yeah. And I think that becomes the interesting question here. I mean, when they first showed it with a blindfold, I thought, well, you know, it wasn't that. I don't think that was the original.
No, but you know, the judge says they went by the phone calls and vote. Then they decided, do you want to put a blindfold on or leave it off? They probably had the option.
Well, but and then the other piece of this is, where did the time capsule go?
Yeah, that's the only thing. That's what I think probably, you know, it was. This is not the original, and it. If somebody could contact the restorer, it's probably still in the original.
So you think this might not be the original?
No. There's no way they could reconstruct the original once it's fiberglassed. You can't take fiberglass off.
Oh, so the one that they took off, that Charlie had put back up there.
And that's useless to really reconstruct anymore.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
So you do think this was a new one?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
it'd be so much cheaper, you know, to maybe there's other cities that have, you know, taken their courthouse out and went to a modern, you know, just two-story building, and they had a lady justice that was basically the same model as everybody else had, but it was in good shape, you know. So I think that's probably what happened.
Right, and you know, I feel that, I mean, if it is a reconstruction, I don't think that's a big deal.
No, you want lady justice is. It's just a figurehead, you know, and a symbol.
Right, and you know, I...
There's no sentimental value in it, you know, so...
No, and my guess is that the whole time capsule incident, because nobody knew it was in there except Charlie and probably Dean Rankin.
I think it still exists in the old one.
Right, and I think that may be what happened here.
Yep.
But so you're saying that Charlie, who said many times on the air that it was done with fiberglass, that they wouldn't have even been able to reconstruct that?
No.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yep.
Well, hey, I appreciate that, Ernie. Thank you.
Sure.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, now that's fascinating. Because I have no idea about the makeup of things. And again, I have no proof of any of this. It was just a question this morning, because I think that's what we do here on the radio, is ask questions. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
Justice lady back up where she needs to be. Now I'd like to discuss the collar a little bit.
Oh, go ahead.
I think you're right. I think that was probably also a prank. And 10 years has passed, and now maybe it's not so funny anymore. So in the effort to try to get it returned, I'd like to do what Maxine Neff did when the justice was trying to be found and offer $1,000 reward for anyone that could give you and maybe make you the focal point. They could deal directly with you to get that returned and back to where it belongs.
Oh, well, so let me, we'll make this clear just for the audience. This is very interesting. So you're saying that if somebody out there listening right now has information or indeed does have this dog collar, Laddie Boy's dog collar, that you will offer them a $1,000 reward for the return of that dog collar, and they could communicate with me if they don't want to communicate with somebody else.
Right. Make you the focal point. It can be all done anonymously. If it is returned and it gets back to the Harding home, I would consider that the best thing I could do is give someone some money for it.
Well, I appreciate that quite a bit. I thank you so much for doing that, and I guess we'll work out the particulars of how do you think this should be done?
Well, like I said, I know no one's going to bring it and just hand it over, you know, willingly so much, because they are going to be afraid of prosecution. But if it could, one of your callers mentioned, okay, just package it up and put it on somebody's doorstep, and maybe that could be the way it's done at your radio station or something. And I, you know, they don't need to know who I am. I don't need to know who they are. I just want it back where it belongs.
No, that sounds good to me. I mean, we can certainly put that out there, and I'll get your maybe you can call during one of the breaks today, and we'll get the information, and we'll have it here should that dog collar turn up.
I'll be happy to do that.
Hey, thank you so much.
You bet. Have a good day.
Take care. Bye-bye. Well, now there is a major development here this morning. Our caller, our friend there, and I don't know the name of that person who just called in. I might get it here during the break, but has just offered a $1,000 reward for the return of Laddie Boy's dog collar. $1,000 reward? How about that? Go ahead, caller.
I don't know, but I'm going to go look for it. I'm going to look around that house. Well, if they put it on Facebook, I don't know anything about Facebook because I don't do computers. And if you advertise it every once in a while, and they would put it, the Marion Star would run it, you know, every so often, somebody might turn that back in because I've never been to the Harding Home or anything, so I don't, you know anything about that and stuff. But I know they were talking about that dog collar, so if somebody, you know, would, there's always a way to do it. And stuff. So, because the collar problem, you know, just because it's Harding's, there probably isn't even enough gold to even come up with that amount, you know, or anything.
No, and you know what? I appreciate that caller who just did that because
I do too. That, and I'm glad that one lady missed, that she was alive to see that Lady Justice put back up, because just think in that 28 or whatever period. I don't know if it was attorneys or, you know, who would really be, who knew, because I didn't come here till 67. So the people that, you know, Lady Justice, it meant something to them, or they wouldn't keep mentioning it. I feel sorry for the ones that died, but, you know, they never knew it got back up there. That's why if it's a prank, do the prank and then get it back in a week or something, you know. And, you know, instead of this other stuff and things. But, no, I think that's, I didn't even think of that, somebody offering a reward. And I don't know why the Harding Home never offered a reward.
Well, you know what? The reward's there now, I guess. And, you know, to be honest with you, the truth of this matter is, whoever, if somebody brought it to the radio station right now, this dog collar, how would we know if that was the person who even took it?
Yeah, they could be picking up a prize.
Right.
That's what I said. They could just have a box and, they could put it in like a candy box, you know, like, you know, just get an old candy box and put it in there and then just bring it like a little present and put it on your desk and just put open on it. I mean, it's like there's hundreds of ways to do stuff. And,
well,
you know, you would know that, they could come in and say, if you were on the radio, they could either set it down or ask you a question and then just leave.
Right, and I honestly, chances are, I don't know the person, so I'm not going to know their face. I wouldn't be able to report anything if I wanted to be honest. The only thing I can report now is that if they deal with me, as the lady said there, they will get a $1,000 reward. And I want to make very clear, this is not a charity. This is not it's nothing to do with the radio station. This is a caller who is just saying that if this dog collar comes back to this radio station, and I'll be perfectly happy to give it right back to the Harding Home, that she we'll give them $1,000 as a reward. So there you go.
Yeah, well, maybe they won't even take it. Maybe they'll take half or something. You don't know. And different stuff. But so you won't hold it hostage, right?
No, I'll turn it right back over. Matter of fact, what I will do, and just in case there's anybody out there who's skeptical of anything, I will make sure that somebody else here at the radio station, maybe Angie or Sean or somebody, is there when the $1,000 reward is given to the person so they can vouch that it did happen. That way it's not on all one person's head.
Well, how would you pay for it? Would you give them a check or?
Well, I doubt they'd probably want a
you
check.
You have to work that stuff out.
We'll work that out, but if our caller,
I'd love to hear that because I know I've been hearing about this dumb caller for so long. It's like, can somebody get that thing back? So.
Well, there's a new wrinkle this morning, a $1,000 reward.
Yep, that's really good.
There you go. Hey, thank you.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. And I don't know how we'd work this out, to be honest with you, but I, well, hey. As of this morning, they're now, from a Marion citizen, obviously a concerned citizen, somebody interested in history, has just put a $1,000 reward on the return of Lottie Boy's dog collar. Go ahead, caller.
You know, the biggest thing you're going to have to work out is, you know, in this day and age, cameras are everywhere. You know, that lady talked about taking it to a fire station or a church. Well, I think almost all churches around here have cameras. And I know that fire stations got cameras. And whoever took it, you know, they're going to be aware that, you know, any place you go almost these days is, you know, there's cameras available around.
Yeah, but, I mean, if you, at this point, the way it sounds, according to the caller, you're going to have to deal with me in returning the collar.
Right, and whoever you deal with, you're going to have to kind of satisfy them that it's not going to be on camera.
Well, I don't have any cameras.
I doubt if you guys have cameras up there.
No.
But, you
know. I don't even have a phone sitting on the desk. There's nothing here. And to be honest with you, here's the thing. If you really believe that there's somebody out to get you in this whole thing, the truth of the matter is, I wouldn't even know if the person returning it was the person who stole it anyway. And I don't think the home...
Well, you just found it in the attic somewhere and, you know...
Well, it's true. I mean, you might have...
You don't know.
I don't know. And honestly, I don't think the Harding home is going to press charges. I don't think any charges ever were pressed because they never had a suspect. So, how could you prove you don't have a suspect. 9.5 years later, if somebody walked in here today and threw that dog collar on the desk, how are you going to prove that,
whoever brings it back is going to want to, you know, whether they're the ones that took it or not, if they bring it back and it is on, you know, anyway on camera, you know, then they could be charged. I don't think anybody wants to charge them. But they know that they could be charged whether they took it or not.
Well, I don't know. I really don't know. I mean,
that's the big thing, though.
Well, here's what I will say. And just going back to the Lady Justice thing, because it's very similar in a way. People knew it was put on Dick Carey's land. That was very well known. Now, nobody knew Dick Carey stole it, but it was put on his land. That was the story they came up with. So to be honest with you, he never saw any prosecution. And so even if they say, oh, well, that person was on camera bringing you the dog collar, I highly doubt that would be enough information to prosecute anybody. And I highly doubt, to be honest with you, that the Harding home, if they had it back, would really want to prosecute somebody. And people offer rewards all the time for information on things. So I don't even know. I don't think this is too out of the ordinary.
No, I don't think it's too out of the ordinary. But, you know, the person's going to be skeptical that if they, you know, are going to return it, you know.
Well, let me just say this. I'm not going to ask their name. I don't have a camera. I'm not going to be taking a picture. Matter of fact, if you carried it in a box and said, this is for you, I wouldn't even know what's in the box till I opened it, and you could be out the door by that point.
Yeah. Sending it in the mail would probably be the easiest thing.
Well, there could be that.
You know?
I don't know. However they want to do it.
But then, you know, how are they going to get their money? You know, that's the thing. I mean, even putting mail in a lot of boxes anymore, oh, there's cameras. You know, those people that did that at that old marathon, you know, how did they find those people? Because there were cameras everywhere.
Well, I think the reward would go to the person who returned it. But again, we don't know that the person who returned it is the person who took it. You know, you don't know that. So, I don't, and I highly doubt that the, I just can't imagine that the home would really want to seek that out if they had it back.
Yeah, I doubt it, but the person, you know, will always be, you know, a little nervous.
Well, I wouldn't say their name, and to be honest with you, if I don't say their name, who's going to say it?
Right. And the thing on the auditor, you know, going back on the bond is probably the only thing they're going to go get. You know, if you hire somebody to do work around your house, and if they get hurt, you can be, you know, be responsible for that, unless they are licensed and bonded. Then the bond will take care of that.
Well, I think the problem with the auditor is going to be that if they do call in that bond and they do get that $100,000 bond, if he ever wants to work in that field again, who's going to insure him?
Right. If he ever wants to work in a place that he needs to be bonded again, nobody will insure him.
Right. And I think that...
But that's on him.
Right. And maybe that will be the punishment. I don't know.
You know, that's what he... If he was way over his head, he should have just got out earlier.
Right, right. So I guess we'll see. And it sounds like the lady who called in and offered the reward there, I just want to make note, doesn't want her name known either. So I'll get that during the information and how to contact her if this thing should show up so the money can be gotten to the person who returns the dog. Who knows? It may show up. Wouldn't that be, at this time of year, the holiday time, wouldn't that be one of the best stories after all the garbage stories that we have to deal with from day-to-day murders and thefts and political stories and all this garbage? Wouldn't it be nice that 9.5 years later this thing showed back up?
Yeah, it would be awesome. And that nobody really wants credit for nothing, you know. They don't want their name in the paper. That lady,
no,
you know, doesn't want her name in the paper. You know, I was responsible. I gave that $1,000. No, you know.
No, she's sounds like
but
she...
How it could be returned and put back would just be a wonderful event.
Right, and in the essence of Maxine Neff 41 years ago, who got the ball rolling.
Right.
Yep. Hey, thank you. Bye-bye. All right, well, I'll tell you what, this is a very interesting Friday morning, to say the least. If you're just tuning in, right here on the radio in the grand scheme, grand story of Lady Justice, a $1,000 reward has been offered for the return of Lady Boy's dog collar. Go ahead, caller.
And it's about to get a whole lot more interesting because Fahey Bank has their Claxtons for sale.
Oh, dear. Oh. They got them back this year?
Huh?
They got them back this year?
You knew they weren't going to get them back.
I didn't think they had them last year or something.
Yes. There was that one year, and we're still trying to figure out what happened that one year where you couldn't find one. But rest assured, Scott, they're back by popular demand.
They're out now?
You don't like them. I know. But I know there's somebody out there that just got a twinkle in their eye and just scrounging up $5.
Oh, it's $5. They've kept it $5.
Uh-huh.
Clearly, they don't charge by the pound.
Well, I don't know. But they're $5, and they're available. So, sorry for everybody that wanted to keep talking about Lady Justice and that old dog collar, but the Claxtons are back, y'all.
Do you have one?
I'm fixing to go get one.
All right. Well, let us know when you take your first bite, if you can still talk, that is.
Yum, yum, yum.
Enjoy.
I'm going to mail it to you.
Mail it. Oh, well, the pricing on that would be so ridiculous. You couldn't.
I don't
mail.
Know. If the $1,000 isn't enough, sweeten the deal with a Claxton. That dog collar will show right up.
Thanks for calling. Bye-bye. All right. Well, the Claxtons are back on sale. There's a holiday tradition I could care less about. But if you are interested in those old awful fruitcakes, $5 at Fahey Bank. It's nice that Fahey Bank does that. I assume they're available at all locations? I would guess. Holy mackerel. Go ahead, caller.
I was thinking, when the person contacts you that has the collar, and you get all the logistics set up about when and where and everything, I think you should also include somebody that from the Harding Museum and Home to be there to authenticate it before the money is handed over.
I don't know who we would use, but I don't know if it would be somebody from the Harding home, just because I'm guessing that the person who returned it might be leery of running into one of those people. But what would have to happen, to be honest, now that you would have to give us the dog collar, we would have to take it over there, they would have to authenticate it, and then once that was done, we could give the money to the person.
Yeah, you have to work out all those logistics.
And like I said, I would include one or two other people here at the station, maybe Sean, maybe Terry, maybe Angie, to see that this, you know, I don't want to be the only person there.
Yeah, I can understand that. You don't want to...
No, I don't want anybody...
Yourself, too.
No, I don't want anybody claiming any nonsense in my part, so we can have anybody from this station, Glenn, I'm sure would be glad to do it. They can be there when the money's exchanged. And again, this is not a charity. This has nothing to do with this station. This money ain't going here. It ain't coming my way.
It's just a concerned philanthropic citizen that wants to get things back to the way they should be.
Exactly. And you're right. I appreciate you pointing that out. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Bye.
All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. An interesting morning here. Now, this is what radio used to be like. This is interesting. Now, I don't know if $1,000 will reproduce this dog collar, but if you have a tip, let me know. You don't have to give your name, by the way. I don't care what your name is. If you have a tip on where this thing is, if you know anything, call me here, 740-383-9944, or stop by, I guess. If you have it, stop by. Nobody would know if you were picking up a prize or dropping off a gift. Heaven knows, during the holiday season, we get tons of stuff. We get fudge and candy and cookies and all kinds of stuff, and people come and go. They might think you're a guest on the program, and I wouldn't know who you were. I doubt I know who took this dog collar. If their face appeared right now, I would have no idea. And to be honest with you, 9.5 years later, I wouldn't even know if it was the person who took it or if it's just somebody who came by it somehow. You know, that could have very well happened, too. The person who stole it might have given it to somebody. And maybe they've just been holding on to it because it's Harding's dog collar. Maybe $1,000 will make them want to turn it back over. And that's exactly what has happened here this morning. If this dog collar reappears somehow here at this radio station, there will be a $1,000 reward offered by a listener, not by me, not by anybody at this radio station, for the return of this dog collar. Isn't that fascinating? What an interesting morning this is. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Well, I'll tell you, $1,000 isn't pocket change. And it goes right back to the whole story of Maxine Neff and how that was all done. So again, just to make clear, if you know where this dog collar is, or if you have it, or if you know anything about it, the apprehension of it, Laddie Boy's dog collar, 9.5 years ago, there is a $1,000 reward now being offered for its return from a concerned Marion citizen. And if you call us or show up here and let me know, we will see what happens, I guess. It's just a few minutes old in people's mind now, but $1,000. There you go. We certainly thank that caller for doing that. 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. You got any thoughts on this? Does somebody who's been... I know... I always have believed that how gossipy we are, much like with Lady Justice, it took 28 years to get that thing back, and the Carrie Phillips letters that people talked about for years. Nobody's ever spoken about this dog collar, Laddie Boy's dog collar. But you know what? Now there is a reason to speak. somebody is offering a $1,000 reward. So if you have that info, give us a buzz here. 740-383-9944. And that's how that cookie crumbles right now. What a nice civic duty being done by one of our listeners. And I appreciate that. The dog collar was such a big part of the Harding home. People loved it. And, you know, it'd be nice during this holiday season of 2021 to see it returned. What a nice story that would be. You know what? We're going to break. Be back in about 15 minutes.
Radio 107.1 LP, Marion, Ohio. The place to talk. From legendary comedian Abe Vigoda,